Base awards, and this gets complicated, but we'll try. Balls can go into out-of-play territory. When they do, runners are awarded bases. The variables in this equation are many. Whether the ball was batted, pitched, or thrown, whether the award is from time of pitch, time of throw, or time of incident. And then there is some very rare stuff like, what do we do when a civilian touches a live ball? We'll deal with pitchers first. A pitcher, in contact with the rubber, throws the ball out of play. Example, a pickoff attempt. One base award. A pitcher not in contact throws the ball out of play. Example, he steps off the rubber, then picks off. Two bases. Fielders. The first play by an infielder who throws the ball out of play, two bases from the time of the pitch. The second play by an infielder who throws the ball out of play, two bases from the time of the throw. First play by an outfielder who throws the ball out of play, also two bases from the time of the throw. If all the base runners, including the batter runner, have touched their advance bases before the errant throw is made by any fielder, then again, two bases from time of throw. Catch and carry. A fielder catches a ball, but momentum carries that fielder with the ball into out-of-play territory. That's one base from the last legally touched base at the time of the incident. If it's intentional, then it's two bases from the time of the incident. Detached equipment awards. If a batted fair ball is touched with unattached equipment, example, a fielder threw his glove and actually hit the ball, three bases from the time of the infraction, but we don't kill play. Who knows? The runner may score four bases. A pitched ball that is touched with detached equipment. That's one base from the time of incident. An example would be a pitch gets past the catcher. He takes his mask off and sweeps the ball into his glove with the mask. That's not allowed. A thrown ball that is touched with detached equipment. That's two bases from the time of the incident. Oblivious knuckleheads on the field. Fair balls touched by people not supposed to be on the field. If the ball just bounces into them and they don't pick it up, we do nothing. We continue to play. If the oblivious citizen picks the ball up, then we, the umpires, place the runners. If there is a fly ball that cannot be caught in fair or foul territory because there is an oblivious person in the fielder's way, we call the out. If the play is over playable territory, that's an out. If the touch is over out of play territory, then we have nothing. Pitched balls that get lodged. A pitched ball that goes through the backstop or gets stuck in the backstop, or gets stuck in the catcher's or umpire's gear, one base from the time of pitched. A thrown ball that gets stuck in the fence, that's the same as if the fielder had thrown it out of play. A thrown ball that goes into a player's uniform, one base beyond the last legally acquired base before the time of the incident. A thrown ball that goes into the umpire's uniform, we place the runners.